I was called up by my hockey team this week. What do you mean called up? I'm not a professional player. Well, this year I've decided to be a spare instead of paying for full time and only getting to play, missing maybe a third of the games, which is what happened last year. We'll see just how often I get to play. I'm not Haley Wickenheiser. I haven't skated since March, so I wondered if I could remember how. As you know, skating is a balancing act. You spend a lot of time maintaining your equilibrium with a footprint of only a skinny little blade. It takes practice to stay upright and lots more practice to do any fancy footwork, like stopping suddenly or reversing directions quickly. It's more than balance, of course, but balance is a big part of it. I have to work at keeping my balance. How long can I do this? You keep working at this, you know. You keep practicing it. Fall is coming. The equinox is this week. Summer's mostly constant sunshine is now interspersed with rainy and cloudy days. The days are shorter, closer to the length of nights. It's cooler now after dark. The summer heat is only a memory. Looking around me, I see other signs of fall. The leaves on the apple tree are just starting to turn yellow. The nursery has kale and chrysanthemums for sale. Although the recent rain has ground the browning grass of my front yard, the rhododendron is still suffering from the summer's drought. Some of its leaves are yellowing and spotted. I need to pluck them. I see fallen leaves on the car as it drives away. The wheel of the year is turning. We are at that balanced time of the year. Autumn arrives this week. School has started its year, and so has church. New issues and new initiatives beg for our attention and decisions. With the planning task forces working, there are more meetings than usual. I wonder, should I join that drop-in Spanish class the library is offering on Mondays? My day off. I inquire about the hospice training starting in a couple of weeks. I wonder when I could offer a new adult education curriculum from the UUA on theology. The manager of the hockey team phones me. Can I play Friday evening? After church, there's an open house at Sapperton Pensioners Hall. Yes, there is one today. This is only some of my life. Yours may be even busier, as I only keep track of me. I don't have children to worry about. And Al keeps his own schedule. I've been thinking about all the things in my life that I juggle. Balancing the various aspects of life is an ongoing process, of course. At some times in our lives, we are busier than others, whether dictated by our stage of life or the time of the year. Sometimes it seems easier to let our chosen priorities slide a bit. Oh, just this once, I'll skip my paddling time for the meeting that can't seem to happen any other time. Flexibility is great, but always making way for others' priorities isn't helpful either, really. The advice is to structure your day so you can get something accomplished. Sometimes that works. I do know that promising others that I will be there means I will probably get there, especially if it's exercise. It's one of the props I use to make sure I get it all in. Albert Einstein says, life is like riding a bicycle. To keep your balance, you must keep moving. A week ago, last weekend, I took an last opportunity of the summer for a canoe trip. With the Fort Langley Canoe Club, I traveled to the Thompson River near Savona. It's whitewater, the kind of whitewater full of big waves, but no rocks in the middle of them. The trick with this kind of water is to maintain your balance, even though the water is waiting to pour in over the side of your canoe. This is Paddle to the Sea. I've told this story before. sometimes the water wants to go in over the side because there's big waves here and big waves here, and you get bounced all around. You just have to watch which way the water is flowing. That's easy when you can see the water coming in the eddy over here. You can see that it's going back up the other way. But if the current in the middle of the river is going in all which directions, it's not always easy to see that, oh, it's coming around this way. And when you're crossways to the current, even a little bit when it's fast, the physics of it all is that the water wants to push it down this way. So you've got to lean downstream. So the balance has changed then when you're crossways even a little bit to the current. If you don't lean downstream, the water goes like this, about that quickly. It's a matter of balance. The faster the current differential, the more you have to lean. Most tips are indeed upstream. Going into an eddy where the current changes direction, you have to change your lean. And it's like riding a bicycle. You lean into the turn and you got it. We paddled with a couple of experienced and strong paddlers who were able to make the big 26-foot canoes do things I never imagined possible with grace. We did lose our balance once, though, and over we went into the wave train. I was paddling on the left side, and we tipped upstream to the right. So that means I went up and over into the air. Like, these are big canoes. There's two people sitting side by side. I went up over. I do know that my glasses came up slightly askew, but still on my face. I did have to adjust the nose piece later. These are my new glasses, so they're a little precious. Anyway, with all the flotation in it, the boat was easy to right again, and one guy climbed in, and we drifted and paddled to shore where the rest of us got back in. It was a hot day. We had wetsuits on. We were prepared. We regained our balance without much difficulty. Balancing work and the rest of life is not the only thing any of us juggles. I wonder how to contribute towards a sustainable, balanced humanity on our planet Earth. I find it easy to be overwhelmed by the enormity of the situation. So much needs to be done in a little time, they say. How can what I, one person, do enough to matter? I do know that I do take some small steps, like buying locally grown flour and organic produce and meat at least part of the time. I can buy fair trade coffee from Laura. I drive a smaller car and combine trips when I can and take my bicycle when I can. It's my way of tipping the balance toward environmental wholeness. Another balance I think about at this time of year is the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, which follows it. This is to be a time of reflection. How well have I lived in this past year? Forgiveness of others and asking forgiveness of those you have wronged is part of the atonement. It's a way of rebalancing your relationships, regaining wholeness. Forgiving others, even when they admit their wrongdoing, can be the hardest part of this, it seems to me. Forgiving isn't always easy. Quote, people in general would rather die than forgive, it says in The Secret Lies of Bees. It's that hard. If God said, I'm giving you a choice, forgive or die, a lot of people would go ahead and order their coffin. Forgiving isn't easy. Author Kent Nerburn in Calm Surrender, Walking the Path of Forgiveness, says this about it. Forgiveness cannot be a disengaged pastel emotion. It is demanded in the bloodiest of human circumstances, and it must stand against the strongest winds of human rage and hate. To be a real virtue, engaged with the world around us, it must be muscular, alive, and able to withstand the outrages and inequities of human and inhumane acts. It must be able to face the dark side of the human condition. In a real way, it seems to me that the act of forgiving is an act of generosity. You are bestowing a blessing, peace of mind. Asking for forgiveness enables such loving kindness and compassion. And it's not really something to be done only once a year. Keeping your life whole takes balancing
all the time.
Another balancing act that we engage in is your fiscal life. If an auditor came to assess your finances, what would they reveal? Would you be shown to be a person who balanced your wants and needs to your means? Would your spending reflect what you say you value, what you say you believe in? Are you caught up in the consumer lifestyle, buying ever more gadgets and trinkets than you can possibly use? Or do you use whatever is available to you to make the world just a little bit better, however you might define that? If your washing machine gets off balance, it's easy to tell. The thumps and bumps of it trying to spin are ample evidence. And if I get off balance when I'm skating, I can often just use my hockey stick to hold me up. Yeah, I did it once Friday night. Believe me, it works. But if I am so unbalanced that I fall over, it's very obvious to me and anyone watching. It's not always so obvious in our real lives until it gets so bad that we burn out and crash, however that looks for us. Humor is another way to lighten the perception of our load. Some of us are funnier than others, it's true. But looking for that lighter side is a spiritual discipline. You can decide to do that. Hockey and paddling, exercise, are my stress relievers. I decide to do these things too. Each of us has our own way of coping, our own way of keeping our balance. And when I try to stay balanced, I reach out for help when I need to. Getting a wet on a hot day is one thing. Falling out when it's raining and cold is no fun, though, and not usually necessary. Robert Fulghum, that Unitarian Universalist minister from the Seattle area, gives this advice. Live a balanced life. Learn some and think some and draw and paint and sing and dance and play and work some every day. I invite you to ask yourself, what do you need to balance in your life? Only you can know what's out of balance. Amen.